Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of June, recording at 8:11 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights in here today. Asian markets, not much change there. The European markets are interesting. They opened mildly firm, became a little stronger, lost the gains, and for the most part, and then recovered strongly to close near the highs of the day because Wall Street reversed an early decline and was near the highs, up 75 on the Dow when the European markets closed. Now, Wall Street's fallen back in here because of the oil price. It's as simple as that. And we've got the oil price up $2.08 as I speak. Further dollar rally, but precious metals firm in here. That's interesting. Okay, and soybeans, some pretty big gains in here today. Now, let's go back to these stock markets here. The outstanding performers recently have been the European markets. All of them have gone to new high ground, at least all of the developed European country stock markets have gone to new high ground. Did I say that? I'm wrong. I don't think that Italy has done that, but certainly the majority of them have gone to new highs for the year. Now, some of the Asian markets have done so as well, led by Singapore, and that was the first one on very conservative valuations there. Australia, one of the key leaders, has gone back up to retest the high after a big shakeout, signaling really that March correction that continued on into April. Now, my point on this was that we had entered a difficult period for stock markets as of the end of February, and the main factor in determining whether we ranged sideways or and then lower or saw markets move downwards more quickly would be the lead from the U.S. bonds, which of course were nothing but strong, so that enabled stock markets to recover their losses and more in the case of Europe, a considerable recovery in the Asian markets, although fewer new highs. Wall Street getting a good bounce, but not threatening the year's highs. Okay, so where do we go from here? First, in terms of the stock markets, there is nothing conclusive here to say that the rallies are over. There are a number of reasons for feeling that the rallies are on borrowed time, or in injury time, I should really say. First, I would cite the U.S. Treasury bonds. They are continuing downwards in here today, currently 116.23 on the September contract. That's down 18.32. Had a big down day on Friday, down nearly a point. And we're seeing some slippage in other government bond markets as well. So I think based on the technical action that I've seen, the hype that we saw on the upside, there's a good chance that this is a major correction underway. Now, initially, that won't hurt Wall Street because people are still talking about how well the bond market has done. But if this decline persists in government bond futures, in other words, long-dated yields moving higher, then I think that will certainly spill over and affect the sentiment in the stock market. So that's a probability in my book. The other factor is oil. Up $2 here today, back up to $55.55 right now on the spot crude NYME price. Now, oil really is firm here, not only against in U.S. dollar terms, but remember the dollar has been very strong in here. It's up today, or at least the story was that people were feeling that OPEC really lacked the ability to increase production much. I certainly don't think OPEC is at all concerned about the strength of the oil price. Why should they be? We get sort of Cheshire Cat type comments here. In terms of other currencies, oil is again very, very strong. Have a look at the charts that I posted here today, because people have been saying on financial television programs, they've been saying, "Oh, terrific. Look, the euro's coming down. That's excellent for Europe's exporters, particularly Germany." And yes, it is a positive. There's no doubt about it. But they've all been saying, yes, and interest rates are going to go down. The ECB is coming around to the same view as everybody else, that interest rates are too high. Well, the ECB may well cut rates, but probably not as much as people would hope, because the inflation pressures are going to start to back up once again, and oil will be one clear reason why. And then we've got this interesting situation, fascinating situation, I think, with the price of gold, because you had another big day for the US dollar today, and we had the euro dip down to 120 and a quarter. It's come up back up to 120.109, so it's only down slightly against the dollar today. But the dollar index is forged ahead here again today, and it's up 84 ticks against the yen right now, or the US dollar is against the yen, 109.51. So we've got this strong dollar, but yet gold has continued to rally. And have a look tomorrow or after tonight's close on Wall Street. Asian viewers would then be able to pick up the charts, updated charts on our website, and look at gold in the various different currencies, because right now gold is very close. It's testing its highs for the last number of years, against the euro, against the Japanese yen, against the Swiss franc. So poised really for an upside breakout here. Now, maybe we back off, maybe we see gold back off again, but the strength with which it's moved up impresses me that maybe this time we're not going to see it back off. But I'll put it this way, if we get decisive upward breaks by gold against those currencies, followed by the eventually by the dollar price of gold, and then I think that will signal, certainly to me, and I think a great many other people around the globe, that the situation has changed, that gold first will have entered the second stage of its secular bull market, and that I would define as the period where it's not just a US dollar story, but it's appreciating against all currencies. And the undeniable conclusion that we will get from the financial field is that gold has been remonetized in the eyes of investors. Now, I've said before that that's a very gradual process. It will take a long time, a number of years, and indeed, we've been seeing gold move up since 2001, 2002, and it has moved up against all currencies during that period. But there are still quite a few people who have just seen this as a rally from a very depressed level. And in fairness to the investors, those who have been in gold recently, well, it's been fairly boring until quite recently. But gold, let's put it this way, if somebody had had gold for the last 6 months, they would have underperformed. They would have done much better by being in almost anything else. And so I'm not certainly not criticizing investors, but I am saying that with all this liquidity sloshing around the globe and all the asset reflation that has generated, that you can bet that however they rationalize it, saying that there's too much money printing or that inflation's being understated, as anybody who pays the household bills knows, as I've said over and over again, or if they just justify it on the basis of every dog has its day and this is gold's turn to shine, well, that I think we get sustained breakouts here, and it's a question of when rather than if, and I think the when is likely to be sooner than most people expect. Then a really a big significant proportion of the global investment community, I believe, will sit up and take notice. That doesn't mean gold's going to go into the stratosphere, but it will signal to me that it has commenced the second stage of its secular bull market, when we see gold re-emerge as a monetary metal in the eyes of investors. Okay, enough on all that. How to actually play it in here? Well, I like gold shares. You know, I bought that Newmont the other day on a speculative position. That means I've got a leveraged trade, a spread bet on that. There are lots of people who specialize, well, not lots of people, a minority of people who specialize in smaller gold companies. You've really got to know what you're doing in that field, and I'm not close enough to those markets. So if I want to play gold shares, excuse me, I'm going to have to take a little cough break here. Apologies for that, I am back. But I prefer, if I'm going to speculate in the gold shares, rather than go for lots of little companies, I do own a few. Things like Ballarat in Australia, which I haven't mentioned for quite a while. It's done quite well. And then there's the DRD in South Africa, which had been an absolute dog until very recently. Starting to do well now that the rand is weakening, up 10% in here today. But really, I'm not going to do a great deal in those areas. I would rather pick up on a spread bet, something like Newmont Mining, and have a leveraged position. Obviously, Newmont isn't going to move anywhere near as much, assuming I'm right. It's not going to move anywhere near as much as some of those little more specky golds, but on a leveraged position, I'll get a fair bang for my buck, or it's my pound in this instance. Okay, what else to mention here? Soybeans, strong, closed at 680, up 14 and a quarter after 688. The other grains also pushed up, but they had fallen back quite sharply to retest their lows. That's the time to participate if one's ever going to buy these things, and most of you aren't. I appreciate, because the majority of you are stock market investors and currency traders, bond traders. But the pick of the lot, as far as the grains are concerned, and grain and bean complex is concerned, is pick of the lot is the soybean contract. But one really does need to pick it up after after shakeouts. I'm not there, unfortunately, having had my in the money stop triggered. I think that was I think that was last week. And anything else to mention here? Platinum pushing back up, got up to 878 in here today, then backed off to close at 874.9, but not far off from retesting the upper side of its trading range as well. And if gold remains firm in here, then platinum will certainly retest that lateral resistance just above the 880 level from which it's fallen back on so many occasions. Silver, I had a little baby steps purchase in here today, replacing some of the September positions that I had traded out on the last rally. And I think that's pretty much it, except I'll just give the latest figures. The Dow's up 6 points, 150 on the S&P, 4 on the NASDAQ composite. All the best.